Scott.
Hello? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
You can't handle the truth.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Grab your popcorn and turn your phone to silent. It's time for the latest in movie goss.
Coming up very soon, some intellectual property is being kept a secret by Warner Brothers, and it's giving the other studios the irrits. But first, very excited about this. We've speculated about this for a while, and now we have confirmation that Neve Campbell is coming back to reprise her iconic role as Sydney Prescott in Paramount Pictures' upcoming relaunch of the Scream film franchise. Campbell, of course, played the franchise's leading lady in all four of Wes Craven's Scream movies, and it'd be pretty impossible to imagine Ghostface's return without her. So Neve Campbell joins previously announced legacy cast members in David Arquette and Courtney Cox, who are returning as Dewey Riley and Gale Weathers, as well as new cast members Jack Quaid from The Boys, Melissa Barrera from In the Heights, and Jenna Ortega from You. So Radio Silence said in a statement this week, "We are pinching ourselves. It's hard to express how much the character Sydney Prescott shaped our love for movies. And to have the chance to work with Neve is truly a dream come true. It just wouldn't be a Scream movie without Neve, and we're so excited and honoured to join her in Woodsboro." And Neve Campbell herself gave a blessing to the project, saying, "After spending time speaking with Radio Silence, they've shown such love, respect and admiration for Wes Craven and all he's created in the Scream franchise. I'm beyond excited to step back into the role of Sydney Prescott and return to Woodsboro." Now, staying scary this morning, few slasher films have been as inventive or downright enjoyable in recent years as Happy Death Day and its brilliantly named sequel, Happy Death Day to You. The first, a killer take on the Groundhog Day time loop premise, and the second, cranking things up with a time-travelling Back to the Future Part 2 style twist. But, of course, the final scene in Happy Death Day to You set up a pretty tantalising threequel, but that third film is yet to materialise. For now, writer-director Christopher Landon has moved on to another high-concept body-swap horror in Freaky, starring Vince Vaughn. That movie looks like it'll be a lot of fun for horror fans. You can check out that trailer online. But the filmmaker is still holding out hope that Happy Death Day 3 might one day happen. So he said this week, "The idea for a third film is not set in the same day, if that's a big spoiler, so it can happen later. I guess I could give you the title without pissing everybody off," he said. "It doesn't have the three in there, but it's called Happy Death Day to Us. That's the working title." Hopefully we get to see that in cinemas sometime in the future. One movie you can see in the cinemas right now is Tenet. Now, we waited for months for a big Hollywood release. This landed. Reviews have been pretty good for the Christopher Nolan flick, but people who follow box office earnings have noticed a pretty surprising lack of transparency around the ticket sales for Tenet worldwide. So the $200 million US budgeted sci-fi epic from Christopher Nolan has released in the US as well. But since it premiered, Warner Brothers, the studio behind the film, they've only given out little breadcrumbs of information to reporters and rival studios. Traditionally, studios share box office information on a daily basis. Now, it started playing in cinemas a couple of weeks back, but Warner Brothers waited till at least a couple of days later to officially announce their opening weekend grosses. So they earned $20 million US over the US first long weekend that it showed, which was a middling result for a film of its size. You've got to consider, though, that cinemas are very, very reduced in the US. The studio has said that they're concerned that reporters and rivals would misinterpret or unfairly analyse the results, leading to headlines that may incorrectly label Tenet as a flop. But other studios really need these results to kind of get their own bearings on what to do with their releases. We're still seeing delays in some other movies. Wonder Woman 1984 has been delayed till around Christmas time now, just repeatedly pushing things back until cinemas worldwide get back to normal. But I don't think we're going to see a real rush of movies until we see good results coming through. Unfortunately for movie fans, there is still a while to wait for some of the big releases of 2020. Get out and see Tenet, though. It's great. It's in cinemas now. That is all your latest in movie news for your Thursday.